Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Throughout most of the Torah and for most of the mitzvos, the day follows the night. The Torah in Parashas Bereishis says, Vayhi erev vayivoker yom echad. Vayhi erev vayivoker yom sheni, etc. First, vayhi erev, and only afterwards, vayhi voker. Erev comes first. That's why Shabbos begins on Friday night, not on Shabbos morning. That's why Yontif begins at night, not the next morning, and on and on. That's the way most of the mitzvos work in the Torah. However, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, Daf Pei Gimel Amar Aleph says, when it comes to the Korbanos, and when it comes to the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash in general, Laila Holech Achar Hayom. The night comes after the day. The day comes first, and the night follows the day. The day's avoda starts in the morning, for example, not at night. And on that Gemara, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, the source for Laila Holech Achar Hayom, for Korbanos, and for the avoda in general, is a pasuk from our parsha. In Parshas Tzav, the Torah tells us when a korban toda is allowed to be eaten. The Torah says in Perek Zayin, pasuk Tezvav, Uvsar zevach todas shlamav biyom korbano ye achel, lo yaniach mimenu ad boker. The meat of the korban toda may be eaten on the day the korban is brought, and you may not leave any of it until the morning. In other words, the meat can be eaten in the day, and then also the night afterwards. That is, as we said, first the day and then the night. And we learn that that's not only true about a korban toda, but it's true about all korbanos and all of the avoda. And the question is, why? Why, when it comes to korbanos, does the Torah say day before night, but with everything else, it's night before day? And another question. The Torah Tamima, written by Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, who died in 1941, points out that there's another mitzvah where the night follows the day. Birchos HaTorah. We say Birchos HaTorah, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. We say in the morning, and we can learn all day and all that night without making a new bracha. I only have to make a new bracha the next morning, not at nighttime. So again, with Birchos HaTorah, the day comes first and then the night. So the question again is, why? And what's the connection between Korbanos and Birchos HaTorah that makes them the exception, not the rule, regarding the day coming first and then the night? The Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, who died in 1926, the second Sochtshava Rebbe, discusses this in an essay on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. It was in the year Tufresh Ayin Tes, 5679, in the year 1918. He doesn't discuss Birchos HaTorah, but he does discuss Korbanos, and he offers the following beautiful explanation. Very often in Chazal and in later Svarim, night represents and reminds us of nistar, of hiddenness, of the dark night of uncertainty and vagueness and insecurity. The day, of course, is the opposite. The light of day reminds us and represents light and clarity. Most of the time and in most circumstances, night comes before day. It's impossible to appreciate the clarity and security of the daytime unless and until we first experience the opposite. Until we experience the darkness and the ambiguity of the nighttime. Therefore, for most of the Torah, for most of the mitzvos, the night comes before the day, Shabbos, Yontif, etc. And that's built into the fabric of creation. Vayhi erev, vayhi voker, in creation. However, says the Shem Mishmuel, that's true, because the creation of the world is what he calls mima'ala limata. Hashem created the entire universe without any input from us. Obviously, it was mimala lamata, from above to below. And when you're looking at mimala lamata, the night has to come before the day so that we can appreciate the day and the clarity and security that comes with it. However, when it comes to korbanos, when it comes to our avoda, we are the ones who initiate it. It's what he calls mimata lamala. It starts with us. It starts from us, from down below, so to speak. It starts with us yearning to go higher, to get closer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that case, we don't need the night to come before the day. And the Shem Mishmuel doesn't say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on what he says, that that is true about Birchos HaTorah as well. We say Birchos HaTorah before we learn Torah. And that too is mimata lamala. We are yearning to hear what God wants, what God has to say to us. Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993, used to say, and I've quoted this before, when I daven, I speak to God. When I learn Torah, He speaks to me. So in many ways, it's the same as Korbanos. When a Jew yearns to get closer to Hashem through the Avoda, through Torah, when a Jew wants to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he or she has clarity unlike any other time in their life. And in that case, we don't need the night to come first. It's already day. Have an amazing day, everyone!